Yo. All right, first things first. Can you hear me good? Hey, Two Gun, can you hear me? All right, just want to know if you...
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
There we go.
All right, can you hear me good?
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying out this new microphone.
Okay.
My mic sounds nice.
Yeah, it's clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony, and this is Digga and Two Guns News and Views. And I think it's funny because normally we take a break during the summertime, right?
Mm-hmm.
We took an extended break this year.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, not that we don't love you guys or anything, but, you know, like, life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
So, that's all that is. So, we're going to play a game called What's Been Up With You?
Nothing much.
Word, word, word.
Just living summertime.
And for those who know me, I've been working heavy, especially being in a medical field towards the, I wouldn't call this the end of COVID, but things are getting much lighter than what they are.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing a lot of pickups now. We're doing a lot of in-home, you know, there's a lot of people being discharged from hospitals. So we're doing a lot of home setups.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like there's a lot of people getting off of hospice. So we're doing a lot of pickups to take, you know, stuff back to the warehouse. So like there's never a dull moment at my job right now.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I did go back to my old, you know this. Everybody else says, I did go back to my old job to speak for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that went semi-well. And yeah, man, it's just confusing, man. It's like, we want you, but we can't afford to pay you.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Father to Father, though.
How long was you at Father to Father? 2 years?
2.5 years, yeah. Yeah, almost 3 years before shit happens. And it's funny because, remember, Mr. Raglan, the guy that let me go, was all smiling in my face, telling his superior, yeah, we wouldn't get the numbers we would have gotten without Lori, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, I just said my last name on air.
You've done that plenty of times.
Oh, have I? Okay. So people know my name. Okay. I forget.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people seriously think my name is Digga Jones.
Well, you know.
All right, story time. Did I ever tell you how I got the Jones last name?
No.
All right, so who are my favorite two rappers?
Mike Jones and...
No, that's a lie.
Ladies
and gentlemen, don't follow this guy up.
Scarface. I say Scarface and Nas.
Scarface and Nas are my two favorite rappers, and that's the answer I was looking for. So when it came to my alias, it was Degrante Samir. It was either going to be Degrante Samir Jordan or
Degrante. That sounds like a porno star.
Or Degrante Samir Jones. So I flipped a coin, and it was on Tails, and Jones was the last name. Now for the alias, do you know how those came about?
What, Digga?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Okay, so that story's been told on the show before.
Yeah, WWF.
Yep.
Was it WWF or WCW?
WWF WrestleMania 2000.
Yeah.
The original name was D Digga the Nigga.
Yeah.
Do you remember whose music I came out to?
There was a wrestler, right?
It was a wrestler, yeah. I told you this before.
Damn, who could it have been in 2000? I know it wasn't a Heartbreak Kid.
Believe it or not, it was Shawn Michaels.
That's who it was?
Yeah. So okay. You know the story. But what's it called?
I think back, like, who was popular in 2000?
Because it was so funny because my original music I came out to was Dude Love.
Wow.
Yeah, because Dude Love had that funky-ass disco track, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, man, this guy doesn't fit my image, because I had a like orange suit, Suge Knight suit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what can I do? What song would actually invoke that? And then I heard bum 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 bum. Ah, ah. I know I'm cute. Wait, I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I was like, that's it.
I'm just a sexy boy. Sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
I was like, yeah, that's it. And it's so funny because I came out with a cane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right when he says, I got the look, he points at the crowd with the cane. I'm like, that's it.
What age were you when you finally just like stopped watching wrestling?
Oh, man. I've had this conversation with my coworkers just the other day. So when I finally stopped watching wrestling, because I can tell you the first time I watched it, it was like a 4th of July weekend, because it was Lex Luger versus Yokozuna. And this was overseas. So every Monday night, me and Red would watch, you know, Monday Night Raw. It wasn't called Raw at the time. I forget what it was called. But wrestling used to come on Monday nights. And every Monday night, me and Mark, during the summer months, we were, you know, in front of the TV watching wrestling.
Then they had those Saturday matches with the...
WCW Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. The WCW Saturday matches. Some of those look like garage matches too.
Yeah, they have some WWF ones too.
But the moment I stopped watching wrestling, I want to say when they started doing detailed cheesy storylines.
Yeah.
Because remember, they used to be just a light storyline and that was that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that
was on camera.
Right.
Yeah, they start like they really got into that.
Like they got into
fake weddings and
like full storylines and shit.
Yeah.
Like I remember when they had Linda McMahon, she was like almost in a vegetative state.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And then out of nowhere she walks out of the wheelchair and hits the Rock with a chair.
And then they had one with I think Stephanie was marrying Kane or something.
She was supposed to marry what's it called? I think it was Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
And Triple H ended up, you know, taking her to the Speedy altar and marrying her. I was like, this shit ain't making sense, but they were married in real life.
It was a whole bunch of just storylines.
Yeah, like once they started doing all these side storylines and this storyline to coincide with this storyline and all this, like, you could tell wrestling was fake and scripted. Yeah. Because at first, I thought these motherfuckers was over his ass.
Well, it's still, you know, a contact situation.
Oh, yeah, I know it's still contact.
It's just safe.
Yeah, you really didn't see the fakeness of it until you got older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially with the weird storyline, like with the characters, like WCW had Glacier.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to be like some Sub-Zero type person.
Yeah, and then the whole NWO and the No Limit Soldiers and WCW.
No Limit Soldiers.
Huh?
I said, oh my God, the No Limit Soldiers.
What was that? They had the something rednecks, and they had the signs that was just like, you know, rap is crap and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and don't get me wrong, I am a No Limit fan. If y'all can hear the music, I'm about to soundtrack as we speak. But I'm a rap fan, and I was a No Limit Soldier. But even seeing that made me cringe a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I stopped watching wrestling maybe in... Like, you know, used to watch it 2 days a week. Used to watch SmackDown, used to watch Raw, and right. Then you'll flip back between Raw and WCW. I started watching it in maybe 10th grade.
Yeah, what's it called? SmackDown was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nitro and Raw was Monday.
But here's the thing, though. Even though I stopped watching the shit, those wrestling games were on point.
Yeah, the wrestling games are good still.
Like, I think the last wrestling game I bought was WWE 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And those games are still on point. I know you don't play video games no more, right?
Nah.
But, like, even with those games, there's a slight storyline that your character gets involved in, and there's no way to play the game the same twice because of the decisions you make. So, like, even if you were to start a new character, everything will still be different. You know what I mean? Because of the decisions you make. So, and 2K, they did a good job up until 2019. Then they started doing a copy and paste method, you know what I mean? Where there was a bunch of glitches, and like, you would sit there and toss somebody from the middle of the ring into the crowd, and you're like, how the fuck did that happen? Because they would just spawn there. It was like, what the fuck is going on?
So which one did you like, WCW or WWF?
WWE. Well, we call it F. We call it F back then. WWF was always better because the characters were better. It's just
like, I started with WCW.
Well, we all did.
Yeah.
We all did. Well,
no, I started with WWF, then went to WCW. Because I think Hogan left WWF and went to WCW.
WCW with NWO.
Yeah, well, but way before Sting, that.
Yeah, but Sting was always a great character. Yeah, for WCW,
Sting, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat.
Ricky Steamboat started with WWF.
Yeah.
But a lot of people went to WCW. And I didn't know that Vince McMahon once was over WCW.
Oh, he was?
I found that out maybe a couple years ago from my homie Drew.
Mm.
Shout out to Drew, by the way. His wrestling career is doing incredible. So
Arthur MacArthur.
I give credit where credit's due. Yo, man, like, nigga, you're doing the damn thing.
That's what's up.
So, going back to the initial statement, but yeah, once I found out that it was a bunch of smoke and mirrors, and they weren't even trying to hide the shit no more, and then the storylines got whack, that's when I got out of wrestling.
Yeah.
So, and you said you stopped watching in high school.
Like 10th grade, yeah. I would flick back and forth, but I would never watch like a whole 2.5 hours. You know what
right.
I mean?
What got you to stop watching though?
I don't know. It was a change in all the classic people, and I didn't really, I didn't want to get into the new people.
Right, because these are new storylines that you got to try to follow and shit, and I got you.
Yeah, like once The Miz and all them started coming.
It's funny because I tried watching wrestling. I was flipping channels the other night, maybe about a month ago. And I'm trying to catch up on all this shit. I'm just like, I don't know who you are. You don't look familiar. I don't know if you're ill or good. I'm good.
And then the Divas kept me watching it a little while longer.
Oh, man. They always found some bomb-ass bitches.
Yeah, like Trish Stratus, and that was my favorite.
I wonder what she's doing nowadays.
I think she does some type of workout thing. I'm not sure.
Gotcha. But remember when they used to like get celebrities in the ring and get them shit? Like, that's when wrestling was like semi fun.
Yeah.
And like the reason why I play the wrestling video games now, for one, because I don't know who the fuck anybody is, so everybody's a heel to my character. And then on top of that, when's the last time you played a wrestling game?
Maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
You know, you can actually make the crowd signs.
Really?
Yeah, you can like, what's it called? I had one sign, just says, dig is that nigga.
Mm.
And another sign that was just like, stand up for the D. Like, just the creativity in some of these games were fucking incredible.
Yeah, well, everything is like that now. It's just deep.
Right.
It's not just matches anymore.
Right. Oh, shit. Today's July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Independence Day. So happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yep. Be safe, please.
I wanted to get that out the way because my ADHD, the way.
You got any plans for the 4th?
Believe it or not, no.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to Charlotte, whatever, whatnot, but that's not happening.
Okay.
So. Just staying home doing nothing. I might go buy me some Roger Wood and grill that.
Might as well.
For those who don't know where Roger Wood is, for my northern listeners and my Midwest listeners, Roger Wood is a southern staple. Roger Wood is actually smoked sausage links that are fucking delicious.
I haven't had one of those in years.
There's nothing like putting a Roger Wood on the grill and putting a bun around that motherfucker. Pause. But yeah, Roger Wood is a southern staple. Like, Roger Wood is so good that every time Red comes down, Red always makes sure to take 3 or 4 boxes back up north with him.
Yeah, that's like me and liver pudding, rice pudding.
I didn't know you took rice pudding back with you.
What? I get 3 or 4 of them shits.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, I freeze them and eat them throughout the year. Like, every 3 months I'll open up a pack.
Word, word, word. There's nothing like southern cuisine. Let me just tell you that now.
Yeah, I mean, liver pudding isn't for everybody.
Oh, no. Fuck no. Yeah. But there's nothing like southern cuisine. Because, you know, southern people will fry the shit out of anything. I had fried cake the other day.
Wow.
Most people, I mean, it tastes like a donut. And donuts is nothing but a fried cake anyway, right?
Yeah, but you know.
I had fried chocolate cake the other day.
Was it good?
That shit was delicious. Like, I can't explain the taste of it.
Like a fried Oreo I had.
Oh, fried Oreos. Those are popular here.
And you know, like funnel cakes and elephant ears, stuff and like that.
It's funny because we have a funnel cake truck that's over there, you know, by where the Burger King is, right by the fairgrounds. There's always a funnel truck cake over there. And every once in a while, I'll get an inkling for a funnel cake.
I see. I'm more of an elephant ear person.
I like funnel cakes, though.
I need that extra grease.
Oh, I'm about to say, for those who don't know what an elephant ear is, which you should, it's a fried piece of bread or fried dough.
Drenched in butter and brown sugar.
Dripped in butter and well, they don't always use brown sugar though.
Well, I thought they had brown sugar and then they put the confection sugar on top of that.
No, they most of the time put cinnamon and butter on it.
Okay.
Most of the time it's cinnamon and butter. I rarely see them use brown sugar.
They used to have a couple at the fair that used brown sugar, and then they put the white sugar on top.
But then they put the powdered sugar on top.
Yeah.
Now, in elephant ear, the blueberry ones, even though I am allergic to blueberries, I will risk swelling my tongue to eat a blueberry elephant ear.
Never had a blueberry elephant ear. All I get was the regular ones.
Nigga. You never put any kind of topping on your shit?
Yeah. No. I just like the butter. That's about it.
Nigga. Like, you ain't living then.
I might have had a strawberry one, but it wasn't mine.
Like a strawberry one, an apple one, and sometimes they use, like, the custard topping, the lemon, and the banana. Like, what I used to do back when I was on my fat boy shit, I would get 2 elephants. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anchor's fucking up.
I actually got to update mine.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, I haven't said Anchor's fucking up in a while. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is, I used to get on my fat boy. I used to, this is back when I was way bigger than what I am now. I used to get 2 elephant ears, right? Like, 1 apple, 1 strawberry, or 1 blueberry, 1 some other flavor. And I used to put them 2 bitches together like a sandwich.
Wow, that's kind of...
And it was huge, and I could eat it all.
That's taking a little far right there.
As weird as that seems. But yeah, I'm man, sure like... Okay. Huh?
I'm sure it was good.
Oh, it's good as shit. But you remember the days you used to go to the fair with like $200 and get like 3 meals and that money was gone?
For real.
Like, you look at some of the prices, like, for a damn sausage dog, a drink, and like a small side, it was like $15.
Shit, just for the fries was like $5. That's my favorite fries, though.
$8, yeah.
That's my favorite fries. The fair fries with the malt. Oh, my God.
No, the fair fries in a tub, nigga.
Yeah, but I gotta spray the malt vinegar and salt on them.
Right.
No ketchup.
I used to go to the fair with $200, and that was just a food budget.
Yeah. And get like a corn dog, maybe.
Like, if you had kids, forget about it.
Like, well, you know, you can always give them corn dogs or pizza.
Nah, man, my kids fucking ate.
Then they had the big turkey legs.
The big smoked turkey legs. Like, there's some shit that I only get at the fair.
Yeah, like Polish sausage and Italian sausage. I usually used to only get that at the fair.
Or some of the gyros.
I never got those at the fair.
Like my go-to fair food was the hot Wisconsin cheese balls.
Never had
hot Wisconsin cheese balls. You gotta get pickle pizza.
Never had that either.
Oh man. Of course, like I said, the elephant ears.
I was pretty much elephant ear, Polish sausage, corn dog, the fries.
And it's gotta be the bucket of fries too.
It came in a Coke cup.
No. You gotta get the one that.
Yeah, that was too much fries. Like I'm said, not a big fries person. I just like the fair fries.
Like I said, I'm a big guy, so.
Like Five Guys. Five Guys have like fries close to that.
Yeah, Five Guys have. Jesus Christ. Wait, did Biz Markie pass?
I don't know.
No, because, you know, I like scanning, what's it called, IG while I'm on.
Yeah.
So it says, legends never die. Biz Markie, DMX, and Slick Rick are in the same picture. Unless they're just talking about DMX.
I don't know. I didn't hear nothing about it.
I mean, we heard about it the other day when somebody said that, hey, look, Biz Markie passed. And you know how the internet is. The internet will take a rumor and put legs on that bitch.
Yeah, that shit start running.
You know what I mean? Hold on, let me look at Biz Markie, see if you...
Elliot.
Okay, yeah, it still says Biz Markie is still alive but has serious health issues.
Elliot?
He's still alive as of right now.
I'm here watching E.T.
Huh? You're watching E.T.?
Mm-hmm.
You know that movie's... I'm not even gonna put his business out there.
What?
I'm gonna say, you know, there are certain parts of that movie that used to scare the shit out of Red when we were growing up.
Like what?
I remember one part that used to like get to Red. Remember when E.T. was in that like incubator thing and he was turning all white and shit?
Oh yeah. And he started going, ah.
Yeah. And he started... That part used to scare Red. Sorry, Red.
Wow.
Sorry to throw you out there like that, bro.
I used to be scared of Thriller when I was little.
I mean, I think we all had that point where we were scared of Thriller. I think the only part that really scared me or really, you know, shook me is remember when they were doing a scan around of all the people? That one zombie that had the blood coming out of his mouth?
Yeah.
I used to cringe when I saw that shit.
I used to be scared of the transformation.
Oh, yeah, from... Michael Jackson to Bony Mike?
No. Yeah. No, from Michael Jackson to the cat monster.
Oh, to at the beginning.
Yeah, but the I werewolf. Was real. I was probably like two.
Yeah, the werewolf.
Yeah.
It was just like,
you know, I think it was supposed to be a cat.
I thought it was a werewolf.
Uh-uh, it was a cat monster.
Oh, whatever the fuck it was. A good one.
Wait.
Is there some random shit that used to scare you that you'd be ashamed to tell people or? No. Did I lose you, Two Gun? You got a phone call, didn't you?
Yeah.
I can tell. Anytime you get a phone call, it just goes blank.
Yeah, at least you didn't cut off.
Right. No, what I was asking is there any random thing that used to scare you as a youth that you're ashamed to tell people?
I don't know.
I'll tell you mine, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Marvin Gaye has a song called Mercy, Mercy Me, right? And at the end, there's this like eerie choir voice, right? So when I heard the eerie choir voice, I'm like, yo, this scares the shit out of me. I don't know what it was about it, but it scared the shit out of me. Got another phone call? I said, did you get another phone call? Oh. Went mad silent. I didn't even know if you heard what I said.
No, what'd you say?
I said, well, what used to scare me as a child, and like, I don't know why it did, but at the end of Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me, there was this like eerie choir voice singing at the end. And for some odd reason, I used to frighten the shit out of me, and I don't know why.
Wow.
Like, I can listen to the track now, and it's incredible, but when I was a child, I don't know what it was. It's just like when you hear something, you see, you visualize what that person would look like. And this person just was a scary bitch to me for some odd reason.
I think I used to be scared of Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation for a minute.
Oh, Butthead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I used to call that nigga Butthead. The nigga with the ass on his head.
Say, if I don't eat my vegetables, I'm gonna turn into a wolf.
Yeah, nigga with the ass on his shoulders.
Elephant Man, I was scared of the Elephant Man.
Oh yeah, I mean the Elephant Man. Everybody was scared of the Elephant Man. As I got older, I started getting scared of Michael Jackson's transformation. That nigga started looking scary as shit. So, I don't know. Something rude to say, I get it, but I used to be scared of that nigga's transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's the only thing that really scared me that I was, like, I'm ashamed to talk about.
I mean, you know. How about the dark? You ever been scared of the dark?
Was I scared of dark? No. Wait, sort of. We used to sleep with the hall light on, right?
Okay.
So we sleep with the hall light, and, you know, like, we were cool. Mm-hmm. But Dad got that a Dutch bill that said, now we turn the hall light off at night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is before, because now I have to sleep in a completely dark.
Mm.
But before that, I used to, like, yell down the hall, Mom, I'm scared. You know how parents are. Take your ass to bed. Like, oh, okay. So, yeah. I was scared of the dark for about all of 2-3 weeks. Then I realized that, yo, this hall light ain't coming back on, so you got to adjust to this shit, nigga.
I wasn't scared of the dark. I was scared of the dark attic.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then when me and Mark got a TV in our room, Mark used to fall asleep with the TV on. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was about it. But, like, Mark was a heavy but light sleeper. Because the moment you turned the TV off, this nigga would sit there and pop up like, yo, I was watching that. I said, what's going on? I don't know, but I was watching that. Like, nigga, you weren't watching. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, you weren't watching shit.
Some people need the TV to fall asleep, though.
Well, yeah, that was Mark. But I've learned that, what's it called? After about an hour of him being sleeping with the TV on, you can finally turn the TV off.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when Mark used to go to bed at 9, I used to be getting to bed at 11, 11:30 because I had to turn the TV off because I can't sleep with the TV on.
No?
No.
Because of the light or the sound?
I think it's a combination of both.
Mm.
But now, as I'm getting older, like, when we spend time with each other, as I'm getting older, she goes to sleep with, you know, she falls asleep with the TV on, right? We wake up, sometimes the TV's still on. Because, you know, that's how she sleeps. But after a while, I noticed that, you know, after we've been to bed for a little bit, the TV turns off mysteriously. Or she turns the TV off, like, I don't know.
I got to sleep with some kind of sound.
Well, I sleep with headphones on my ear for the most part. I think I told you that before. Yeah. I have to have wired headphones because AirPods die after about 4 hours. So,
and what are you listening to while you sleep?
For the most part, I listen to No Limit albums when I sleep.
Wow.
But my favorite album to go to sleep to is Mia X's Unladylike. I don't want y'all thinking that this is a boring album and it puts me to sleep. It's just when you go to sleep with something, it's easier to fall asleep for some odd reason. Like when you're trying to listen to a new album, you want to hear the next track, the next track, the next track. If this is something that you're familiar with, you fall asleep fast.
You ever tried that white noise, like the rivers and streams and stuff?
Yeah, I tried that shit. That shit makes me want to go to the bathroom and shit.
Wow.
Every time I wake up and I'm dead ass serious. Like, I like the sound of rain.
Right?
So I tried it one night. And if you ever listen to some of these sounds of rain on Spotify, it's listed as different tracks, but it's all the same track, if that makes
sense. Yeah, you got to find the right one. I'll send you the one that's a good one.
All right, send me that. But,
yeah.
What's it called? Like, I fell asleep to a rain one time, right? And I'm waking up, I'm like, damn, I got to piss. And every time I woke up, I had to piss. And it's only when I listen to the rain one.
Wow. Some people say that water sounds like they want to pee.
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
Or putting your hand underwater.
Or what's it called? Like, I used to try to listen to the Babbling Brook one, too.
The what?
Babbling Brook.
What's that? Just like the streams and stuff?
Yeah, just river streams and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's dope.
Or the Amazon forest sounds.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I try.
That's usually what I fall asleep to.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I learned something new about Two Gun.
If I'm not playing music, I put on the water sounds.
I learned something new about Two Gun. We've been rocking with each other for almost 30 years.
I just started that months ago.
Oh, did you? Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, I've always slept with headphones in. And then when they came out with earbuds, hallelujah.
Because when I listen to music in my sleep, I start dreaming about it.
Exactly. I was about to say that. I was about to say, like, there are certain times where I will hear certain music in my dream that's playing. And what will bug you out is the same song that you hear is the same song that you wake up to. So, like, I'm used to it now.
But when I wake up, I'll just be listening to the music and I can't go back to sleep.
I don't know. Music just makes me go to sleep.
Like, when I wake up out of my sleep, I can't go back to sleep regardless.
All right, let's use the Army and basic training as an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I slept by where the guard door was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it never failed. At midnight, guy who would sit in his car and listen to music.
Mm.
And just the sound of the music would get me to sleep.
Was that the MPs?
Yeah. And he would sit there and listen to music, but he listened to like 50s doo-wop. I didn't care what it was music.
Oh, wow.
So I heard a lot of the, you know.
Yeah, they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister.
Yeah, just like doo-doo, doo-doo-doo, boo-boo-boo. Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, God. I don't want to hear this shit, but it's helping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to tell you the worst sleep I ever got, though.
What?
Jail.
Wow.
No headphones, no music, no nothing. Just niggas snoring.
People yelling CO.
Yeah. Hey yo, CO. Hey yo, CO.
So did you hear about the correction officer who was fucking the inmates in front of the other inmates?
Yes. Did you see what she looked like though?
Yeah, she was fine.
Huh?
She was fine.
It's like I said, why are you fucking these niggas in jail?
Because she probably knew him before he got in jail.
Probably. But she would cut holes in her pants for easy access.
Word. That's what I'm talking about.
I was just like, damn, man. Somebody in jail is beating cheeks? And then they're going to send her to jail?
Word.
Like, the punishment don't fit the crime. Send her to the house arrest.
Yeah, what is that charge, though?
Oh, God. I'd have to look it up online because I forgot what they charged her with. Hold on. Go to Google.
She possibly could have saved some grown man from getting raped.
Right. All right, so let me see what her charge was. This sentence right here says, a former correctional officer is returning to her old job for the wrong reasons. Tina Gonzalez. I'm trying to see what the charge is. Oh, she also snuck alcohol and cell phones to this guy.
Wow, that was her boyfriend. He had a whole jail boyfriend.
She sentenced to 7 months in jail and 2 years probation. She was charged with sexual activity with an inmate. That's all it says, sexual activity with an inmate.
What is that playing?
Oh, Sons of Funk on I'm about a soundtrack. Hold on. Oh, turn the shit up. We all know I like No Limit.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
A lot, unfortunately. Because I'm getting older and I'm realizing some of this No Limit shit wasn't that good.
Yeah. A lot of it was filler.
I fell into the trap.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but, what was your first No Limit CD?
The first No Limit CD I bought, or?
What got you into No Limit?
The first CD that got me into No Limit was Ice Cream Man.
Mm.
And I think that's a lot of people's first No Limit album.
Mm-hmm.
But Ice Cream Man came out, and I skipped Ghetto D for a little bit, for a long time, actually.
That's one of the better ones.
It is. So when I finally got to borrow somebody's Ghetto D, that's when I would say the coal was put into the steamship.
That's like 97.
So when I was looking at this Ghetto D case, you're seeing advertisements for life insurance, which was sort of advertisements for a lady, like advertisement for here, advertisement for this, advertisement for that. And when 98 came around, because remember, Ghetto D was released in 97.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one that I bought was Young Bleed, because that was the first one that came out that year.
So my balls on my wear.
Yeah, so when you open Young Bleed, you saw Silk was coming out next.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Silk. Life or Death is coming out next. Okay, cool. After Life or Death, Fiend's coming out. And you know what I mean? Just like Fiend's coming out, Mystical's coming out, this coming out. That's
yeah, it was like an endless supply of No Limit.
So in 98, I bought every No Limit album except for one.
Which one was that?
I never bought Sons of Funk.
I'm surprised.
I ended up getting it later, yeah, but when it first came out, I never bought it.
Before you jump in the game.
But Ice Cream Man was my introduction to Master P, or No Limit Records in general. I borrowed it from somebody in summer school. I could see the guy's face, and this nigga was like tall as shit. This nigga was like 6'8" in damn middle school.
Damn.
This nigga didn't make it to NBA. This nigga was doing it.
He didn't go to school with us?
No, he didn't go to school with us. This was in North Charleston High.
Oh, yeah, because you had to go to a different summer school.
Right.
Which was stupid.
Can I tell you a funny story about that? About what? Summer school that year? Because we were going to summer school in, what's it called? Mark and Danielle, they would go to summer camp. Uh-huh. And I would be in summer school before the camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one morning, my dad drops me off at summer school, and I always sat in the cafeteria before classes start. Sat in the cafeteria, and I would talk to this guy named Roderick, and me and Roderick, we would just sit there and just bullshit about video games, bullshit about music, whatever, not right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, all these kids start shaking the vending machine, right? And all the snacks fall down. So they're all grabbing snacks and shit. I'm still at the table.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you hear, oh shit, Mr. Gleaton's coming, which was the principal.
Mm-hmm.
So they're tossing all these snacks under the table. The table where me and Roger are sitting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tossing all these snacks in there, and Mr. Gleaton puts me in the principal, you know, puts me in the principal's office and says, yeah, I'm about to sit there and call the police because, you know, snacks. I said, kids started shaking the machine. And they threw the snacks under the table when they found out you coming. Which kids? I said, I don't know these kids. I couldn't snitch on them if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. They started shaking the machine. They threw it under the table and said, well, we're going to call the cops. Where does my dad work?
Mm-hmm. He works at North Charleston, right?
North Charleston cop, right? So it's my dad and this another black cop, right? Mm-hmm. So I called dad from the payphone. I'm like, look, you know, because my dad was at the house. I said, mm-hmm. look, this is what they said. Because my dad didn't go to work until I, you know, he dropped me off at summer camp.
Yeah.
So I called my dad and said, look, Mr. Gleaton said this. He said he wanted to call the cops on me for stealing. My dad said, well, did you steal? I'm like, no. He says, did you shake the machine? I'm like, no. He goes, oh, don't worry. I'll be there when I pick you up. So literally when I'm about to get picked up, Mr. Gleaton is right there. You know, just mm-hmm. like, don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. So my dad pulls up in this North Charleston cop car. So, and him and his partner come out. And they're just like, you called North Charleston because my dad got the call dispatched.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, well, this kid right here was so on, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, like, I don't tolerate thieves and so on. So my dad says, what happened, Daniel? And he said, wait a minute, how do you know his name? And he goes, this here's my son. So I told him everything that happened. So my dad started asking him questions, just like, so did you catch him at the machine, shaking the machine? He goes, well, no, he just had candy all around his feet. This and the third. My dad said, if he was stealing candy, why would he drop it at his feet?
Mm-hmm.
And why would you sit there and hold him accountable for staying at the table? Do you think that if somebody stole something, they would stay where you can get them? And like, he's asking him and grilling him all these questions. He goes, well, I just said that, you know, like, he wouldn't tell me so on. He says, because he wouldn't tell you, you're going to accuse him for everybody else's rap. And he, oh, that's not the, blah, blah, blah. So my dad's like, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to fill out a report for the shaking of the machine. You don't know who did it. You don't have any witnesses. You don't have any this. You don't have any that. My son needs to do a witness statement, and he just starts going, kid. So Mr. Gleaton was so nice to me every time he saw me. Hey, Daniel. Hey, you don't have to sit in the cafeteria. Why don't you sit over here?
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, wow.
There's a TV in this room. Kid you not.
What'd you have to go to summer school for?
Because I was lazy.
No, I mean the classes.
It was math.
Okay.
Yeah, I had two math courses to take.
Yeah, I had to go for math and
because you know, remember how you had to stay the whole day?
Mm-hmm.
I would go in at 8 and I was done by 10 because all I had was one class.
I'd
have had to stay the whole day.
Yeah, by lunchtime I was out.
Yeah, by 10 o'clock I was going to summer camp.
Me and Sinclair.
Sinclair Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that nigga's doing nowadays.
I mean, we got so high one morning.
Oh, Lord.
Where we got there early and then drove around smoking in the Diplomat.
The Diplomat, the car?
Yeah.
Word.
That was my granddaddy's car.
But what was I about to say? What is that nigga doing nowadays?
Who knows?
I'm the type of person that will remember somebody at random and then try to look them up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Sinclair. That was my boy.
Like, I forgot who I looked up somebody and I found out that they passed. Somebody I used to work with. And I'm like, oh shit, I ain't doing this shit no more.
Yeah.
Because that shit said on their Facebook page, remembering Stanley. I'm like, oh no. That's a good reason why I haven't heard from this nigga, because this nigga's dead.
Smooth operator.
Are you singing something?
Yeah.
Word. But let's go and end the show right here because I'm gonna be honest with you, I gotta take a shit.
Word. Go ahead and get business.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony, and this is Digging Two Guns News and Views, where you heard us talk about elephant ears, correction officers, the 4th of July.
Italian sausage.
Exactly. This show was just at random.
Yeah, very, very random.
Ladies and gentlemen, you say what?
Don't forget about the wrestling.
Oh yeah, wrestling. That's what first one of the first things we talked about. But ladies and gentlemen, please be safe on this 4th of July weekend. Please don't hold the firecrackers too long. Don't get too drunk.
Don't shoot them at nobody.
The fuzz are going to be out heavy.
Yep.
So, and remember one thing. Some federal buildings aren't open on Monday. So you won't be able to see a judge until Tuesday. Just remember that.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. Any closing words, Two-Gun?
Nope. Everybody be safe. Yeah, well, I do got to close. Everybody be safe and enjoy yourself.
Watch
your ass. All that good shit.
My closing statement is something that we started during the holidays. It only takes 5 seconds to ask somebody, are you good? A couple seconds to text them, you okay? Because what you don't know, they might be hiding from the world and you might end up saving their life one day.
Yep.
Other than that, I'm out like Sweat was on Ciroc.
You will be on that bathroom.
Oh, man. I'll holler at you, bro.
All right. Peace.